Peter walked slowly up the steps, gently making his way through the group of women who stood crying next to the bed where the body of their dear friend lay. As he passed by, each woman took a moment to show him the tunics and garments that they wore. This group of widows had mourned the death of their own husbands and had struggled to fend for themselves ever since. They now mourned the untimely death of a friend who had cared for them when others had hesitated. They all wore their garments proudly she had made for the widows in her congregation as constant reminders of her friendship and love. In her short life, this woman had accomplished what many in this world set out to do. She had inspired the weary to continue onward through tragedy. She had given hope and warmth to those who were in need. She had practiced pure and undefiled religion before God. Peter kindly asked the women to leave the room as he knelt down near the edge of the bed. He closed his eyes, he bowed his head, and he quietly prayed. As he lifted his eyes toward her face, he simply but confidently said, "Tabitha, arise." Tabitha opened her eyes, she looked back at Peter, and she sat up in bed. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and the widows, he presented her alive. This woman, Tabitha, was a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, a true Christian, not only in name, but also in action. She had devoted herself to serving those around her in whatever way she knew how. Did you notice the way that she served? Now, there are many aspects of service. Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Sometimes, when we hear the word service or when we think about what it means to serve in God's church, this Great Commission comes to mind. We might begin to think about how each of us fit into these instructions. We see the examples of the apostles of Christ who traveled the known world, spreading the good news of the kingdom of God, and also performing great miracles with the power of God's Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. But not everyone who is a disciple of Jesus Christ has been given the ability to cast out demons, to speak in tongues, to heal the sick, or has been used by God to revive those who have died. Do we sometimes feel like we are lesser servants because the tasks that we have been given to accomplish are not as grand as that of the apostles? What about Tabitha? She was honored at her death by the widows she had served. This woman who God saw fit to give more time to, was she a lesser servant because she wasn't used in the same way as the apostle Peter who prayed for her? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the apostle Paul in verse 4 wrote, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one," in verse 8, "is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of those tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. In the eyes of God, all parts of the body and all aspects of service are essential and important. We serve God no matter how small we think our area of service might be. The task of placing a glass of water behind the podium for the speakers at services is just as important as the messages that are given. Visiting orphans and widows is just as important as the television program which reaches millions of viewers. Feeding the hungry and clothing those who are in need is just as important as preaching the gospel in faraway places. Each task is essential, and they all work together to supply every need. The larger, more obvious, must be done, but without leaving the others undone. In Matthew 25, verse 34, Jesus spoke to his disciples in a parable. He said, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.'" Have any of us directly served our King in any of these ways? When did we see him a stranger and take him in, or naked and clothe him? Or when did we see him sick or in prison and come to him? Jesus tells us that inasmuch as we served our brethren, even in these small ways, we have served him. Now, the tunics, the garments that Tabitha had made for the widows in her congregation were noticed by God. Her pattern of good works was used to bring attention to her untimely death, and the miracle of her resurrection back to physical life was used to bring the hope of God's kingdom to many more who hadn't yet known the truth. What ways have you found to serve? Do you think that your actions are insignificant, or maybe you've discovered, like Tabitha, that even the smallest aspect of service is essential to the work of God in preparing for His kingdom?